The military exercises are called Ulchi Freedom Guardian and will last through the end of the month. Last year's involved some 25,000 U.S. forces and about twice that number from South Korea. The South Korean Air Force general, who's in line to become the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says there are no plans to scale back this year's version. In a news release, the Pentagon said approximately 17,500 U.S. service members will participate in what it describes as a computer-simulated defensive exercise designed to enhance readiness, protect the region, and maintain stability on the Korean Peninsula. This is not the largest annual exercise the two allies conduct. A springtime set is even bigger, but it's the timing that is drawing attention and comment from Pyongyang. The state-run Korean Central News Agency has called them reckless saber-rattling. A different sort of international gathering will get underway in Seoul on Tuesday, this one focused on trade. The United States wants to discuss possible amendments and modifications to the five-year-old U.S.-Korea Free Trade Agreement. The Seoul government says the deal has been good for both countries, while the Trump administration points to a growing trade deficit between the United States and South Korea as evidence that the trade relationship needs some adjustments. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.